Some artists produce work that seems unapproachable and imposing. We can't imagine ourselves equaling their brushstrokes, holding their arabesques, hitting their high notes. Others maintain a quality of common cloth, making their craft look like something their audiences could do if they so wanted. In Brooklyn, New York, a small but devoted crowd has formed to hear songs that perhaps they could write if only they could write songs. The man they come to hear is Ethan Lipton. He's got a new CD. Mallory Kasdan went to hear him.
It's midweek and midwinter, but inside this Brooklyn club, the scene is festive and intimate. People gather at tables, chatting and drinking, as the singer Ethan Lipton takes the stage.
I got a place to go in the morning, going to work.
Sharply dressed in a pinstripe suit, with dark hair and a snappy mustache, he looks like a black and white snapshot of a vaudevillian performer from the 20s or 30s. But his subject matter is timeless.
And everybody there loves my opinion. And we tell some funny jokes at the meeting with the bagels, yeah.
Ethan's songs are twisted, dark, and sophisticated both lyrically and musically, yet schleppy, sweet, and sad all at once. He sings about his mundane life, and about lust and love, and food and friendship, fluidly combining topics and genres.
Hey, I'm a man. Hey, I know where everything is on my desk.
A playwright by trade, with a gift for pinpointing the ridiculous, exhilarating, and sad sack minutiae of life, Ethan has been casually writing and singing a cappella songs for years, until recently keeping them to himself and a couple of friends.
It's very rare that I sit down and kind of with a conscious effort to write a song from the beginning. I mean, some thought moves me, and then there's maybe a little melody attached to it, and then I sit with that. Maybe that explodes right away and becomes a whole song, or maybe that takes a year, and I kind of hang out with it and interact with it. And because I don't play any instruments, the only way I can learn something is through singing it.
Ethan has been compared to a wide variety of performers. Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen, Frank Zappa, Steve Martin, James Dean even. His audience hears satire, love songs, performance art, folk and country influences in his music. Ariana Smart books the acts at Low, the club in Brooklyn where Ethan has been performing for the last year and a half. She heard about him through a mutual friend.
She said, oh, he sings songs that are really funny, and it's kind of hard to describe, and it's like a cappella, and I kind of went, ooh. So I called him, I guess, or emailed him, and he said, I'll just tell you this, that when I perform, people are captivated. They love me. The room falls silent, and they're absolutely delighted. And he said it without any kind of arrogance. And he sounded like such a nice person, and I thought, oh, I believe you. And so I said, okay, I'll book you.
I like your thighs in the fatty position, sitting upon a wall, spread out so wide and all they touch. I know you do not think it's flattering, but it really rings my bell. I like your thighs in a fatty position. Oh, I know your boyfriend's big and strong. Nice and cool, everything that you want. And I know that I'm just a guy with a pair of binoculars. Oh, yeah.
Those are the moments that I'm always looking for, where a moment goes from being sweet to inappropriate or perverted to sad to something else. I mean, in my own universe, those things are all, you know, they're all like on the same fingernail.
Ethan composes and writes the melodies and lyrics in his head, often, he says, while jogging. But when he began performing more publicly a cappella, other musicians began to take notice of his work. Collaborations ensued.
My name's Mike Stumm, and I'm Ethan's ukulele player. When I heard Ethan sing by himself, it was very, very clear to me that what he was writing, that the idea he had in his head was a ukulele idea.
Did you ever think you had a funny face? Did you ever think you walked a little goofy? There's two things we wanna say to you. You were right, and it's okay. Did you ever think you ought to just stop trying? Did you ever think your life was based on fictions? There's two things we wanna say to you. You were right, and it's okay.
Blending heartbreak and hilarity in an instant of recognition, Ethan Lipton invites people to laugh at the tiny moments and silly rituals that unite us all. His words evoke a landscape where people everywhere, reflected in their bathroom mirrors, singing alone in their cars, or walking on the street, are psyching themselves up, trying to convince themselves that they matter. And if they can't manage that, then at least they can laugh.
I don't hate the famous for being famous.
For NPR News, I'm Mallory Kasdan in New York.
Hate the sad for being blue. We've all been there, we've all been there. Don't hate your family for knowing you so well. And don't hate me for loving your best friend. No, don't hate me for loving your best friend. You introduced us. La da la dee. Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.